This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Cotton. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code Cotton.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride, up on your list.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, Talk America Radio Network stations, our Mega Talk Radio stations, and leading independent stations at or near our nation's military bases. Plus a big shout out this morning to George up there in Minneapolis at the GCN Live Network console. And around the world via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now, thank you for your service to America. Plus our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too. Thank you for your service to America. And to our nation's truckers, keeping the goods rolling along the highways, you're doing a bang-up job. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, Denise Simon, Founders Code, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're talking about the chief of staff and who might take the place. There is an article here. Let me see who put this out. It's a Newsmax article, and it's coming from the Hill. Okay, and they are saying that among those believed to have made the final cut are former Trump campaign advisor David Bossie, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, and Energy Secretary Rick Perry, who I wouldn't have thought would be considered for this because I thought he was doing pretty good as the Secretary of Energy and having a good old time.
Yeah, you know, I would say that when it comes to, you know, Mark Meadows is officially out, and that's good because,
right,
you know, finally this White House decided that we don't need to have any other special elections to kind of replace somebody that we have to vote on. But the same what I think would say holds true with Rick Perry, because he, to replace him if he's chosen, would have to go through, somebody else would have to go through a confirmation process. Remember, we're going to come into a new Congress, if you will, although it's the Senate.
It's the Senate, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I would say, you know, there'd be some big, huge, major fights there again, and we just don't need that nonsense.
Yeah.
So I would not do Rick Perry. As I mentioned, Chris Christie, there's a lot of dissension in fracture between Jared Kushner and Chris Christie, because Chris Christie prosecuted Jared Kushner's father because he was dirty in the real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually did go to prison.
Yep.
So I'm not too sure how that would necessarily work. Whitaker is the acting attorney general. The Democrats are going nuts over him because he didn't have a lot of use for the team that Mueller had put together. He didn't have a problem with the Mueller investigation.
Mm-hmm.
He just had a problem with some of the people on the team. So, and he said that on an interview, I guess, like over a year ago on CNN. And of course, the Democrats, you know, that's why they didn't want him as the Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought that, okay, well, maybe we'll try him as chief of staff. So we don't know where that necessarily goes. But personally, little old Miss Denise would put Daryl Issa in there.
Daryl Issa.
Yes, Daryl Wison. The reason I say that is because he's been around a very long time.
Right.
He knows the entire system over there in the legislative branch because he's there.
Right.
He didn't run again for his congressional seat. He's certainly available. But the bigger part is, I would say, is that he was chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, so he knows where all the bodies are buried.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if this president is going to be sued and is going to go through a whole bunch of legal Scud missiles coming into 2019, I would say that Daryl could probably offer, if you want to do this to Trump, we can do this to some of these other legislators.
Well, that's not a bad idea. That is the way politics works. That's not a bad idea. All right, now let's talk about a couple of legal things here, because this is kind of interesting. Nancy Pelosi said that the Congress, the incoming Democratic-led Congress, House of Representatives, was going to start looking at Donald Trump's tax returns. But in the meantime, an ex-U.S. attorney came out and said Robert Mueller already has Donald Trump's tax returns. What say you?
I have no idea what Mueller has, so I can't even really speak to that. I wouldn't even presume to guess. You know, a lot of people are speaking for Robert Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that he never speaks.
No.
We don't get leaks out of there. Now, what information comes out is what the Mueller team has done to certain people or done with certain people, and then they come out and tell something, or the lawyers leak or so. I wouldn't begin to even propose to say I know what the Mueller team is
doing. Mr. McCarthy, the ex-U.S. attorney, says that he believes that the tax returns have absolutely been subpoenaed by Robert Mueller's...
I would think so, but we, mm-hmm. you know, he thinks, and I would think. But,
yeah.
you know, we there's no way we can...
Now, there's something very interesting coming up with the Supreme Court coming up this coming week or so. They're poised to limit the state's ability to seize private property. This is going to be a very big deal because we've heard about this for some time, that this case was coming.
That's what is known as asset forfeiture. And asset forfeiture is not only done on the federal side, but it's done on the state and local side.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times some of that forfeiture doesn't actually go back when they've done something wrong to the person.
All righty.
So I'm happy to know that one.
Hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming your way. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
190. That's 877-873-0190. Or at letstalkfaith.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, we had Wayne on in hour number one. Had quite a discussion. Catch the podcast later on today and listen to hour number one and listen to what Wayne and I were talking about, because Wayne is a good friend of the president, and he basically talks to him quite a bit. Off the record, of course, because nothing that he says is ever on the record. And I'm very happy to call Wayne a good friend. Been associated with Wayne for going on about 15, 16 years right now. But this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA, because for a few dollars a month, the United States Concealed Carry Association will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro Second Amendment attorneys. Now, they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, because when you have to defend yourself, daylight, darkness, whatever, and you're the last person standing, you're the first person law enforcement is going to look at, and defending yourself shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, you can carry with confidence, and whether or not you use your fists, a pipe, a club, a knife, a gun, a ball bat, a tree limb, or whatever to defend yourself, you will have life-saving training and education on your side, because that's part of what you get as a member of the USCCA. We know we live in a world where we're being forced to act in self-defense almost every day. It's a clear and present reality. Now, if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, you'll get a chance, number one, to register for the free gun a day giveaway, and that's a pretty good deal in itself. And then take a look at becoming a member, because they've got three different programs you can do there.
Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and click on that link. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
The FBI reported yesterday, there was a report that they are investigating the Clinton Foundation's finances.
All right, well, let me tidy that one up a little bit.
Okay.
There was a hearing yesterday, I think, I don't know which committee it was in the House. But two men, along with some other financial forensic experts, testified on the 6,000 pages that they have regarding the Clinton Foundation. Now, the organization that testifies, the two men, along with their tax and financial experts, is called MDA Analytics. And MDA Analytics is, in fact, Lawrence Doyle and John Moynihan. Now, these two guys are very, let's see, they're very adept at doing this kind of thing. And what happens is they spend their own money doing this because they report to the IRS, and then the IRS looks at it, and they get a reward, a substantial reward for reporting these kinds of financial crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So they testified, yeah, it was before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. So now in that, it was also officially confirmed the FBI is looking at it, too. We know that the FBI has been doing it. They've been dragging their feet because I've had FBI people all the way back in Little Rock, Arkansas, where this whole Clinton Foundation operation mm-hmm. began and mm-hmm. where apparently documents have been stuffed and so forth. But there are several meetings that he has had with people that have been in and out of the Clinton Foundation to confirm that the abuses stemmed from, they began to stem from the fact that Bill Clinton was using the monies inside the Clinton Foundation as his own personal checking account.
Mm-hmm.
And the other piece of that is that Hillary was definitely doing pay to play when she was Secretary of State. Now, two other things that are part of all of this is, of course, the trust of the Russians with the Uranium One deal,
yeah,
Rosatom and that kind of stuff. So, This is still a developing thing because we don't know all of the things that came out or that revealed in the hearing yesterday. But these two guys are very adept at what they do. They don't do anything else. They're like retired. And this is, you know, they really do this in support of legitimate charities and they don't want to hurt those that, you know, legitimately donate,
right.
Something that, and they've been, and, you know, any kind of abuses that happen. Now, at the state level is really where, things are tough because each state has different laws when it comes to charities because they have to be registered in every state.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see where this comes out. But apparently they have documents that the, IRS, would be happy to see once it falls into their laps.
Mm. All right, and I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com, go over there, sign up for the daily sit-rep that she sends out and get the articles that are there. Three different military theaters and different operations. First of all, the Taliban has overrun a district in Farah after Afghan security forces decided to leave the area. It's in a place called Shibko in the western province of Farah, and here we go again with the Afghans running away instead of living to fight.
You know, it's really kind of a fascinating condition here because They're not really fighting so much against the United States, which they do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the enemy in Afghanistan clearly knows that the long-term Afghan forces is really where they have to break that whole thing down to kind of necessarily keep us there. So that's, you know, that's the plan. And,
way the cookie crumbles.
That's right.
All right. Now,
it's crumbling.
Here's another story that is also related to Syria this time. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, known as the SDF, advancing in Hajin, Syria, as they seek to eject the self-declared caliphate's men from one of the last areas under their control. And in the meantime, come to find out, Mr. Erdogan turns around and goes, well, don't go too far or I'm going to attack your people.
That's the way he does it.
Jeez. What's next?
Well, you know, he wants to run Syria.
Yeah. All right. And then Kosovo. We haven't talked about Kosovo in forever, it seems like. But Kosovo is moving to build itself a regular standing army, which has really ignited and angered neighboring Serbia enough to talk about military intervention on their part against Kosovo. Now, this may be an empty threat, but still, a threat is a threat.
Here we go again.
Yeah, of all places, somewhere where we cooled it off for a while, I guess, but... That doesn't sound pretty to me.
Well, we can say is that, you know, the war slash tensions that happened between Serbia and Kosovo have, they're stuck in what is known as a frozen conflict here. So, you know, there's a shift of borders and who's part of the European system and who's not, and European leaders, you know, I don't know what they're necessarily going to do if they kind of get into any kind of intervention in this.
Okay, well, we've got just a little bit of time left here. We've got about a minute left here. What are you going to write about today? I mean, are you going to write about Flynn and all the stuff that's going on?
No, because it's still moving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can report a peace part, but then, you know, that peace part is really out of context because there's a much wider thing that's going on here. So...
And that wider thing is?
Well, apparently it all comes down to little Mr. Peter Strzok.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the other fascinating thing. Did you know that the Inspector General got his hands on some of those text messages, but the rest of the text messages were wiped clean?
I did hear that. Okay, we'll talk to you on the weekend show. Have a great day.
Yep.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we'll let it sit right there, but... That's a story for another day. We're coming right back with our next military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
Terrific people, mostly well-known, but terrific people.
President Trump at the White House asked by reporters about his search for a new chief of staff, John Kelly leaving at the end of the year.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people. really good ones.
Bomb threats emailed to multiple locations across the country. This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle, Miami, and Atlanta, where the Super Bowl will be in February. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government buildings, libraries, schools. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 9. Right before Best Stocks Now at 11 on AM 930. The Answer.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And that voice, two voices before, was Bill Bunkley. Bill Bunkley will be back on our Salem Media Group stations Monday, December 17th at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. So be listening to him over on Faith Talk 570, 910, and at first hour 4 to 5 on our answer stations and 1380 The Biz. All right, here we go. The National Aviation Academy brings you this edition of our military and veterans news.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know a lot of you are in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere. You got no chance for the future, a pay raise, or promotion. And to those of you in high school that are coming out of high school, some of you have been in VOTEC classes. You're not sure what you want to do. Maybe you're training to be an auto tech. Well, how would you like to train to be an aviation maintenance tech, a very high in-demand job that could start you out hitting the ground running with your first major job out of high school of $60,000 to $70,000 a year? It's all possible. Now, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., which is a suburb of Boston, Mass., and the other here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And believe me when I tell you, the jobs are there, and they're looking for certified aviation maintenance techs, and they love hiring people from the National Aviation Academy, where about 95% of the graduates already have a job in their hand before they even get the diploma. So check them out online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080, and take the tour. What do you got to lose? By the way, tell them the captain sent you, and it'll open up the door wide open for you. Well, not to be outdone, North Korea's back in the news again. Yep. Sure are. And one task ahead for the United States and North Korea, if the current denuclearization negotiations continue, will be to conduct an on-site inspection of the now shut-down Punggye-ri nuclear test site. Now, that inspection will have limited utility. There are no guarantees that North Korea would not resume testing at that location or other locations if the current thawing of the political atmosphere were to end. But the successful conduct of such an inspection would serve to not only build confidence between the U.S. and North Korea, but also as an initial model for cooperation for future inspections to help verify agreements covering North Korea's weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles. So we'll sit back, we'll watch, we'll cross our fingers and our toes and hope that something like that can be done. Now, you heard me talking with Denise about Afghanistan, and once again, we've got a situation where the Afghanis ran out of an area in the western province of Farah to get away from the Taliban that were coming in to take control of an area, and they did, and Afghan took off again. The soldiers, unbelievable. We also talked about Syria, the Islamic State, and the fact that they've unleashed suicide bombers in an area called Hajin, Syria, as the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces are advancing on their base there. They're very deeply dug in underground. And in the meantime, Turkey says, hey, wait a minute, don't get too close, or we're gonna send our forces against you. Don't get too close. Gee whiz. And I'm being polite. And then there was Kosovo. That may fire up again over the fact that Kosovo is moving to build itself a regular standing army, which is angering Serbia because they had to get rid of their army back in the day when they were involved in the Kosovo-Serbia contact. That was part of the negotiations that they disbanded their big-time military force. Now, the Pentagon has tapped a new uniform acquisition official. Going to get his fourth star and take the reins of the Air Force Material Command. We'll see how that works out. I'll have his name later on today, so you'll hear about it tonight. And a former Navy SEAL has filed a lawsuit against the company Roche that makes the anti-malarial drug Larium, alleging that the medication left him permanently disabled after taking it while serving in Afghanistan. Wow, that's amazing if that's indeed the case, and I certainly hope for his sake that it's not, because, wow, I mean, that's something that a lot of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines get on a regular basis when they're over there dealing with malaria. And the Army is trying to grow in strength, increase the length of basic training, and build new brigades made up of only officers and non-commissioned officers, which means it's going to need a lot of E6s, staff sergeants. Those are squad leaders normally. And to build up the NCO Corps. And it also will line things up for future promotions, if you will. And an armored brigade combat team that recently returned from a 9-month rotation in South Korea left the United States without tanks or Bradleys, but brought home the vehicles they used on deployment. part of a larger effort to build more armored brigades and increase rotational force readiness across the Army. Now, they will be the first to field the new Joint Light Tactical Vehicle, which is going to look very much like the Stryker in some cases, and we'll see how all that plays out. In addition, Army snipers played hide-and-seek to test new camouflaged ghillie suits for the next-level combat, and they did that to see whether or not they could be spotted. And apparently it worked because they weren't. In addition, the Navy is now appointing its first W01 officers in four decades. Those are warrant officers, first grade, part of an ongoing effort to beef up its offensive cyber warfare punch. They've elevated six petty officers to the rank of warrant officer one. How about that? By the way, the carrier USS Harry S. Truman and their strike group, their landmark cruise is almost over. 9 months on the water, they're headed home. So, welcome home when you get here, Harry S. Truman and Fleet. Because that's a battle group. Also, more information about the Navy, and this is not very promising. Three attack subs are not certified to dive. And the F-35s the Navy has are only at 15% readiness. Now, Navy readiness, according to government officials, is heading in the wrong direction at the moment. because the Government Accountability Office told the Senate yesterday morning that only 15% of the Navy F-35Cs were rated fully mission capable. Now, at the same hearing, a four-star admiral acknowledged three nuclear-powered attack submarines were still stuck awaiting overhaul, with the USS Boise expected to be out of action for a total of six full years. Holy smokes. This is serious stuff, folks. And the Navy's operational F-35C squadron has now been declared safe for flight in lieu of all of this. The Navy's first F-35C operational squadron completed its carrier qualifications and was deemed safe for flight, the final step in the squadron's transition from the FA-18E Super Hornet to the F-35C Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter. That's an important step in the journey towards reaching initial operating capability across the board. The Air Force, by the way, just hit a major milestone with the U.S. military's upgraded, highly precise nuclear bomb, the B-61-12 nuclear gravity bomb, is alive and well in the military. How about that? All right, we're coming back. We're going to take a look at the water. It's going to be an interesting day to try to go out there and do anything. Do it early or forget about it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Sparky. Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey ho, Cap, it's Melvin in my bass boat. Yeah, me and the boys were going up to the Intercoastal, you know, for a fishing tournament over the weekend there, and just thought I'd check in with you on the way up. You know, I was walking out to the mailbox the other day when I was actually up on dry dock, and I got a piece of mail from the city. I opened it up, and it's a ticket from one of them blooming red light cameras. But the funny thing is, my bass boat and my trailer's so big, that's the only thing in the picture. So it looks like I got a ticket for floating my bass boat down Highway 41. Can you imagine?
Stay tuned for the continuing adventures of Melvin and his bass boat, exclusively here on the Captain's America Third Watch. You won't hear it anywhere else, and we got more of those coming up. I just have to get around to it. Alrighty, for today, Friday, we're right here in my area of the southwestern part of Florida, across the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 65. East-southeast wind starting out about 7 to 10 miles an hour. And then the curtain will drop because Showers, thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m. today. Some storms could be severe. There could be damaging winds and heavy rain. We'll have a high near 77. It'll be breezy. The southeast winds gusting from 11 to 18 miles an hour, with some gusts as high as 25 to 30 miles an hour today. Chance of precipitation today, 80%. New rainfall amounts will be between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. And then tonight, before 2 a.m., showers and thunderstorms likely. And again, some of the storms could be severe with damaging winds and heavy rain. Keep your eyes in the sky and pay attention to the weather. If you have a weather radio, leave it on. Now, boating today, there is a small craft advisory offshore, and it probably will be included to being onshore here in the bay, because 3 to 6 foot waves and choppy. And it'll take a pretty good-sized boat to be out there and that kind of stuff, with the thunderstorms developing mainly after 2 p.m. and going till about 2 a.m., about a 12-hour run there. The Gulf water temperature stands at 63, bay water temperature 65. We had our low tide at 12:02 a.m. Coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour, 5:22 a.m., we'll have our high tide. So it's not really a day to go out very far, if far at all. Might just want to just pack it in today and wait and see what happens. But tomorrow, even though there'll be some showers likely, it'll be a better day to be on the water. And then Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny. It'll be cooler, but it'll be mostly sunny. And that'll be a better day for you to be out on the water Sunday versus today anyway. Now, how would you like the chance to win a one-year membership worth $7,500, a one-year premium membership in the Freedom Boat Club? I'll tell you how you can do it. All you got to do is go to the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, and that drop-down link that'll pop right down in your face when you go to the page is your entry form. It'll ask you for your name. It'll ask you for your email. It'll ask you for your phone number. And that will enter you into the drawing on December the 19th. So you got to get moving on this. That's next week. The drawing on December the 19th for the free grand prize of a one-year premium membership. That's Monday through Sunday, the seven-day-a-week membership, worth $7,500. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com is the place to go. And don't forget, if you want to go over there and join, be a weekend warrior, because that's what I've done, that's okay too. So there you go. All right, let's drift on over to the telephone lines here. Let me see here. Good morning. Is that you, Sean?
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
You're not at commercial break, are you?
No, what's up? You're on the air live.
Oh, I wanted to add to the part of the conversation you had with Denise.
Uh-huh.
There was two whistleblowers there in front of Mark Meadows' committee yesterday.
Correct.
And here's what came out of the transcripts, that these whistleblowers had twice previously provided these documents to the Justice Department, and Huber, who's the one who's supposed to be investigating the Clinton, Foundation, he's sitting in Utah twiddling his thumbs.
Right.
Anyhow, they had submitted those documents to them two previous times, and they told them, oh, we can't find them. We lost them. So now on November 30th, right before this hearing is supposed to take place yesterday,
they found them.
They had to send them again.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this Huber doing when he's got whistleblowers with direct information about the crimes in the Clinton Foundation? The Justice Department and that department can't even find them, didn't even bother to look at them, whatever. This is all a cover-up again.
It's called stonewalling.
Nothing is going to happen.
It's called stonewalling.
No, I mean, it's not. It's more than that. Mm-hmm. They're just suppressing the information, and they're not doing anything.
And you're surprised?
Going after the crime family and the foundation of corruption.
But are you surprised? Are you surprised, Sean?
Well, Jeff Sessions appointed the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, depends on how you feel about Sessions.
Sessions to me has been a complete failure.
Well, yeah. And then the FBI raid on this other whistleblower who was going to be testifying. I mean, how is that even legitimate? 16 agents went in and raided that that whistleblower's house to get documents that prove that the FBI and whatnot are criminals. And so the FBI goes in to raid them. That sounds like the crook going in and stealing the evidence back so that it can't get put out.
Some truth to that.
I don't know. This whole, it just stinks to high heaven, all of this. And I don't know what this country's going to fall into.
Well, let's be honest with each other here, and all the listeners, I think, can agree to this. The Clintons are bulletproof. I mean, unfortunately, now, would somebody else in the middle of all this get caught? Perhaps. And could they be put away? Perhaps. That would be the threat that they would use, just like they did with Michael Flynn, who, by the way, we're going to be talking about that Frank Silvato night in the next hour. I think that the judge is looking very seriously at just dropping charges against Michael Flynn and letting him go, because I think he was railroaded.
A lot of good that'll do him. I mean, he's already
been ruined. He's been ruined.
White House job, lost his house itself, lost his reputation, lost all the money he had, you know. So.
But boy, it'll be one whale of a movie, won't it?
Yeah, well.
All right, got to run. Got to run,
Sean. Yeah, but the left will write the movie, so it won't be true anyway.
All right, got to run, Sean. Thank you very much.
Ciao.
Okay, that's Sean in Tampa. We appreciate his comments, and Sean makes some very good points to the facts there. And, you know, it is what it is. I hate to tell you this. I hate to say this, but the Clintons are bulletproof. They've proven it. How many years has this been going on? And how close have we gotten? Not very. What information have we got? Just the stuff we hear in the media. We don't really hear much of anything else, but it's too bad, so sad. Unfortunately, we have to have a cleansing of the house, if you will, in Washington, D.C., and that's the draining of the swamp that you keep hearing about. That's what it's going to take, getting rid of everything and anything that's old guard and replacing it with people that are going there and do what they're supposed to do. Now, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, coming up in the next hour, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, will be with us. And we'll be talking about, we're going to start talking about Michael Flynn and the big bombshell with the prosecution that the federal judge dropped yesterday. We'll also get into a little fun here. The president canceled the White House Christmas party for the media, and, of course, there were some comments about that. The media doesn't deserve Christmas party compliments of the White House, in my opinion. So kudos to him for doing that. Kudos to the president for doing that. And then, of course, we'll talk about the Intel panel and the fact that they've referred, and this is their quote, not mine, lying witnesses to Robert Mueller. Where will that go? Well, so far, it's gone nowhere. All right, we're coming back. Top of the hour news and all that good stuff coming up. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.